Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation, you'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go. Classic, isn't it? That's the Yardbirds. Going back in time with a heart full of soul. I want to tell you what, we're going to take another look at another track off of Yael Danner's new album. That is Diary Girl. I'm going to go to track three. It's called 90 Days. And Yael says, I don't know how to start with this one, to be honest. When Tommy Torres asked me what I wanted to talk about in this new song, I wasn't quite sure where to start. We wanted it to be personal, and so the question popped up, Yael, is there any guy in your life? I told him about my first boyfriend, the typical best friends to lovers story, and how I was scared to date him because I was scared to lose a friend. So we thought a 90-day trial for the relationship would be a good idea. It was a ridiculous one. I figured that out now. And that's how 90 Days was born. And by the way, 90 Days also got a new music video filmed in London. Got to have a look at that. It's available on Yael's YouTube channel. 90 Days.
You're my Romeo and my best friend. How would I know we'd end up like this? Used to be so innocent, now the shit's so serious. Do you think we made a mistake? I know that this feels so nice. I would hate to lose you twice. Promise if we mess this up, we'll just take it back in time when there was no compromise. Oh, promise me just one thing. Oh, that we'll give this 90 days. And if it doesn't turn okay, I can have my friend back without any questions asked. Let's just give this 90 days. I'm sure we can find a way. But if it doesn't work out, I can have my friend back. Can't afford to lose that. I know there's no guarantee. It's a false sense of security. A 3-month trial, call it denial. It quiets my anxiety. You know I'm the lonely type. You know better than the hype. You've always known how to read my soul, 'cause it's just my type. Oh, promise me just one thing. Oh, that we'll give this 90 days. And if it doesn't turn okay, I can have my friend back without any questions asked. Let's just give this 90 days. I'm sure we can find a way. But if it doesn't work out, I can have my friend back. Can't afford to lose that. Try our best, but if for any reason our love doesn't last, can I have my friend back?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts from India. Yes, I'm in the Mumbai airport, so I'm kind of keeping it down so I don't distress or upset or freak out any of the other people standing around me. I don't have a whole lot to talk about because I'm limited on my Wi-Fi because I am on airport Wi-Fi, so I'm hoping to keep it short enough that they won't stop it from going through. All right, here's some Freaky Friday fun facts about India. Did you know that they have never invaded another country in over 100,000 years? Yeah, get that. Imagine that. Everybody else invaded them, but they didn't invade anybody. Did you know that there was a lake formed by a meteor? It's called Lunar Lake. It was formed about 52,000 years ago, which means, boom, there was a big crash. Did you know that India has the only world's only floating post office in Palak Sringwar? I can't even say it. Did you know that Meghalaya is the wettest place on the earth? It has 11,873 millimeters of rain per year. That's basically 6 months of nonstop rain. It is the wettest place on the earth. We thought we had it bad. No, they've got it worse here. Did you know that India is the world's largest milk producer? Boy, did I see a bunch of those old tin cans and whatnot, and people making things, probably pasteurizing and whatnot, when I was riding around in some of the different cities. Oh, I saw some things that were so interesting, kind of scary too. Did you know that there's over 300,000 mosques? 14% of the mosques around the world are right here in India, because mostly the Mughals invaded India. And one of the things that I learned on one of my journeys is you can always tell a Hindu temple versus a mosque, because mosques only have letters or sangri, their words printed on it. The Hindu temples have faces. So this gave me thought when they said, oh, when the Mughals invaded this specific area, if you look at all this place, all of the faces were chipped off on all of the stones, therefore calling it being defaced. They defaced the stones in order to turn it from a Hindu temple into a Muslim temple. Now you know what defaced come from. Did you know there's a place called the Temple of Rats in Rajasthan? Something like that. Did you know that India's only female prime minister was assassinated? Indira Gandhi. Yep, she was. And that's not. And that's also, don't forget, the other Gandhi, who I went to see his memorial. And I actually went to see his tomb where his ashes were interred. It's very peaceful there. Did you know, you can hear the airport behind me, that India is the third largest in the world for billionaires. They have the third most billionaires in the world. Did you know that there are over 23 official languages? Mm. Did you know that the origin of chess was right here? It was based on a game called Chaturanga. Yeah, it was. And did you know that the oldest cuisine in human history is basically Indian food? So it's been burning down below for many, many years. And that the origins of tea date back to 750 BC. Well, I can tell you this much. They make a great cup of tea, but boy, they don't make very good coffee, I have to say. That's one thing I'm going to look forward to as soon as I get in, either in Panama or in Dubai or in Amsterdam. I'm looking forward to a really good cup of coffee. The people here have been super generous, super nice. I couldn't have said anything more about the people here. Sometimes the areas look a little run down, but they're working on things. There's going to be the G2 summit is going to be here in 2023. Plus, they're having their 75th year anniversary of their independence in August. So they're cleaning things up and putting things all around to make sure that everybody can have a good 75th anniversary celebrating their independence. They're very proud of their independence. The military is here. It's very strong. You see it all, a lot of places. When I landed in Pune, I found out Pune was actually is a military airport, and that there are military bases all around there, and that is all very well done. I mean, they got some nice barracks there for Pune. And you see the tanks and everything and whatnot that have been made to statues. They have a lot of statues. They have a lot of historical places that are worth visiting. There's just so much to see. And Prabir said, you know, if you told me you were coming sooner, I could have planned more. And I'm like, you know, we planned just enough. As my sister would say, we manifested this. So I'm headed back to Dubai. That'll be a 3-hour flight. And then from Dubai, I will fly to Amsterdam, which is a 6-hour flight with a 5-hour layover, and then an 8-hour flight to Panama. I won't touch Panama ground until about 4 or 5 tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Tomorrow afternoon I'll land. So I'm looking forward to that. Believe me, I'm going to fall down on the ground and kiss it. If you think Panama has bad drivers, I got news for you. The drivers here, it's not that they're bad, it's that's what I would call organized chaos. I don't know how they do it, how close they get to each other, and how they lay on the horns, they ride between the lines. It's amazing how they don't touch or hit anything. I didn't see one accident the whole time I was here, and they drive like crazy, but they honk their horns. One of the best things I did find out, and that I truly, truly adored, is when the trucks honk their horn, it sounds like an elephant. So in the middle of the night, I was taking a nap and sleeping, you know, I heard this, the elephant sound go off, and I was like, oh my God, it did. It sounded, no wonder. I would get out of the way if I heard an elephant making its banter. Oh my goodness. And it's almost all the trucks do that. The other thing I found very interesting are their buses. They have electric buses, so the batteries are all on the bottom side of the bus. So that means that the entrance of the bus is about 4 feet higher than ours, which means all of their bus stations are elevated. And the doors open, they get in, they go out, but those are electric buses. This place is an amazing country. It's been an amazing trip. I didn't expect it at all. But let me tell you, there's no place like home. I want to go home. I want to sleep in my bed. I want to kiss my puppy. I want to kiss the cook. I want to kiss the ground. I even want to say hello to the Aussie. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Because I've been even watching cricket here, and I think I'm starting to understand that wild, crazy game. It's been an amazing, wonderful journey, and I'm glad you all could share it with me. So, until Monday, if I get home in time and everything, it's back to you in the studio.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
There we go, yes. Ingrid's getting ready to leave on her jet plane, making our way back to us here in Panama. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou has been with us since bright and early this morning, and she just dropped that a little bit, a little while ago, but she said, beautiful sunny morning. It is, I tell you what, I went onto the balcony chatting with a good lady, yes, and gosh, it was hot. I said, oh no, it's too hot and too bright, and I ran back into the studio. So anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you, Mary Lou. It comes from Robbie Dupree, and it is this one, Steal Away.
Come on and hold me.
There you go. That one's for Mary Lou this morning, Robbie Dupre and Steal Away. Also another one. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you, Ashley. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a happy weekend. And you're requesting, it comes from, I've got it here, right in front of me. It comes from, I've got the wrong one. I've just downloaded the wrong one. I've got to move this one across to here. There we go. That's it. That's Justin Wellington.
Yo, big wave.
Eco Eco. Featuring Small Jam.
Small Jam alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze, big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane.
I play your mama Nguele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding. Take it to the island way. Pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in the small jam way. Jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this place go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, on it. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina,
let me get from here. Salaman girls, straight up, right hook. Say mama make we party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies with a doggy doggy. I'm jamming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me tapping and baby make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We jamming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two. And now we shine it bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now.
Tell you what, I like that version as well. Justin Wellington there, and Eco Eco featuring a Small Jam. You nearly got Cyndi Lauper. I didn't realise, in factual fact, that Cyndi Lauper had made Eco Eco, but apparently she has. Right, now, we were talking earlier on about the weather, weren't we? And when we were playing Carole King, it might as well rain till September. And I said, well, you haven't got long to go. And it always reminds me of when we get to this type of the time of the year. We get our guests coming in, our tourists coming in to join us, which is always great fun. And I can just sort of see they get off the plane in Tokumen and they go out and it's all hot and humid. And then they say, here's the rain.
My God, you fly thousands of miles to get some sun and it's raining cats and dogs. Typical tropical. I go on vacation and Mother Nature gets up on me. Yeah, what a lady. Thanks for at least sending it down preheated. Doesn't seem to bother the natives, though. Back home it gets no one laughing. And here they even sing to it. Must be some voodoo rain chant or something. And it sure sounds familiar. Oh, well.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, gonna smile on my face. I walk down the lane with the happy refrain. I am singing and dancing, just getting wet.
There we go, yes, Taco there, Singing in the Rain. And what a great album that's off as well, I tell you. Singing in the Rain from Taco. Right, I'm going to take another look at another one of the tracks from Gail Dannan's new album, which is called Diary Girl. And I'm going to play this one. Now, this is actually about the fourth track off of the album. It's called FOMO, F-O-M-O. Which means a fear of missing out. And this, in actual fact, when I was listening last night, I only had a chance to listen quickly through last night, but I think this is one of the tracks that stuck out as perhaps one of my favourites. And Yale says about this, she says, I actually manifested this song to my life. I wrote it thinking about my friend who suffers from FOMO, fear of missing out. I was having the best summer of my life abroad, yet I had a small fear. What if my friends were having fun without me? What if they forgot I existed? Well, my fear came true. I came back home to see how my friends had moved on in life. And they all had new friend groups, and I was stuck reminiscing, thinking about all those sweet memories we shared. And deep down, I wished they wouldn't have so much fun without me. Here it is. F-O-M-O. FOMO.
Take down the pictures from the wall. I'm hoping I'll be back by fall. Leaving my sweater here. Swear I won't disappear. Promise to write and stay in touch. Tell me you'll miss me just as much. 4,000 miles away, I wonder every day if it'll be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty air and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay by the ocean, out there, gotta confess the fear of missing out is taking over me. I know that when I come back home, I'll have stories of mine.
I'll have stories of mine.
And I won't be part of yours. What makes it even worse is I keep reminiscing and I'm wishing it won't be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty hair and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay up by the ocean. Now I'm not there, gotta confess the fear of missing out is taking over.
There it is. That's Gail Dannan, to say the track off of her new album. And it's called FOMO, and Fear of Missing Out. And tell you what, that's one of my favourites. Listening to it again, still sticks there in my mind. I think because of the way the composition sort of builds up, so a good one. We'll be back with another one or two tracks later on from the album, Diary Girl. Now, I want to go back to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. She was telling us earlier on, wasn't she, about the Greek independence, which is coming up. But don't forget, here tomorrow, the Greek community here in Panama are celebrating, and they've got the Greek Fest. And Yaz will no doubt be telling you more about that as we look at what, where, and when. Renee also sort of mentioned, she said, oh, by the way, just going back to those birthdays, that this just goes to show how international we can get. We get a request from Athens, we play it in Panama, and Kiri, who was listening to it, was listening to the message via Panama on her way to work in Mississippi. Anyway, getting back to another part of Renee's little note, well, not such little note, it says, my phone and my car communicate. When I open my phone when heading back to my car, automatically a screen shows your parked car is here and guides me to it, which is actually really helpful here because parking is a nightmare and we often have to walk several blocks. If your phone is talking to your car, they're probably conspiring to go and drive off somewhere else so you don't find them. You know what it's like, don't you? But, yeah, there you go. Technology. Just talking about that here in the studio. We're 12 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, if you had that in Panama, it wouldn't work. Because you're stuck in traffic, aren't you? You're sitting there and your phone's going to turn on and say, by the way, this is where your car's parked. In the middle of Avenida Balboa, for heaven's sake.
Jerry D.
There we go, Ashford and Simpson, Love Don't Make It Right. Keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to four minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. When we come back in the next hour, don't forget we've got our Pedro Mandinga time. We're also going to be looking at a few things of what you can be doing and where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And also I've got a guest here with us in the studio, all the way. He's not there in South London anymore. No, not at the moment. He's here in Panama, sitting in the studio. We're going to be talking with Paul Dixon. Maria's here with us as well, which is great. Still plenty to come. Great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Right, back to the music. How about a little bit of adrenaline?
I was so unprepared. Forgive me if I stop and stare. Love my first long away. Like a shot straight to my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline. Like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline. I take just one look at you, and I think I'm bulletproof. When you hold me in your arms. Adrenaline, adrenaline. Sort of blur and colored lines. Two bodies moving, but just one.
shot straight through my heart. Adrenaline, adrenaline, like a flashbang in the dark. Adrenaline, adrenaline, I take just one look at you.
There we go. Captain James Blunt, as he was also known, but James Blunt and Adrenaline. Breakfast show time. We're just coming up to the top of the hour. A quick break. If you missed the news at 8, we got it again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show, it's better than coffee.
I didn't fly.
Kaja Drunen, and I Walk Alone, bring us in. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. Our album, this is the one that has just been released by Gail Dannon. We're going to take another track off of the album, and let me tell you a bit more. It's called Don't Miss You At All. And let's tell you a little bit about that one. It's about getting to a point in life that you realize you don't miss anything about your past and that you are in a good place now. I was actually in a Zoom session for the start of this one, and this concept was born when we started talking about being so done with the situation. Whether it's a person you care about or simply leaving home and not missing it at all. DMYAA is about realizing you have been wasting your time caring about someone or something that is simply not worth it. It's about growth and about knowing how you want to be treated and who you're willing to surround yourself with. Stream, Don't Miss You At All, and Take Shit From No One. Oh, I like that attitude. Here it is.
Lately, it's like I can't remember anything from our time together. I guess when you find something better, it's like you were never there at all. And I don't know why, I wish I cared a little more, but the truth is that I don't miss the weather, don't miss the fall, the constant pressure. Oh, I don't miss it at all.
And that's it. There she goes, Gail Dannon, and Don't Miss You At All. Time on the breakfast show. We are 18, and just say very good morning, because normally, don't I, in the programme, I say very good morning to Paul Dixon, over there in South London in the UK, and his wife Maria. Well, guess what? They're here in the studio. Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
And we were just talking because you've done some radio.
That's right. I used to do hospital radio once a week.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what I did. I know it was a news program of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I also did various interviews. I used to go out and see various stars who were local at the time and tape interviews.
Oh, okay.
The
mm-hmm.
problem with that was it was a... And then you can say this now, mental hospital.
You can say and, that.
and
whatever you do, don't say asylum.
you could only have 3-minute segments.
Oh, is that right?
And then some music.
Yeah.
And then you had to remind them what had happened. So mm-hmm. basically, you had a 1-minute précis and then another 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it took a long, long time.
Yeah. And if we were talking about technology, because how technology has changed now with doing interviews, I'll show you a piece of kit I bought recently later on, where you can literally go out with your phone and do a sort of like a, if you and I are sitting across, I was thinking going out and doing something like coffee with Jerry, but I realized in the mornings that's coffee time. I can sit my phone up, which uses the back and the front cameras.
Yeah.
So you've got the two people on screen. And I've got these little microphones that you put on that's connected to the phone. You can do an interview anywhere with clarity, the audio clarity, the video, everything. It's incredible.
Well, I remember, yes, we used to use quite a bulky cassette recorder.
Did you wind it up? Or?
No, you had to put batteries in. And I had a colleague who I asked to put the batteries in.
Mm-hmm.
He put all of them in apart from one, but which he reversed the polarity on it. And it gradually went down and down and down, you know, slower and slower and slower. So it took a bit of technology, like some wires between the batteries, into a nail and a milk bottle. And we used that as a rheostat.
Oh, lovely.
And we actually got the recording from it.
Really?
I don't remember who it was. Yes, it was. It was, I don't know if you remember them, Windsor Davis and Donna Stell.
Weren't they? Oh, that was the...
It Ain't Half Up, Mum.
That's right. That's absolutely, right. Yeah.
Because Windsor Davis actually lived very, very close to me.
Uh-huh.
He lived in Wallington. And we live in Packbridge, which is, how many miles away? About 1 mile away, something like that.
I think that's what she said, yes.
Yes. So it was fun. And then the other one who stuck out was going back to the old Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm.
Something like that. Or Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Yeah.
And it was Veruca. The girl who played Veruca.
Oh, really?
And she did. She was in a soap called Angels and a few other things. She was really gorgeous looking at the. When I thought about it. Before I met Maria, I must admit.
Yeah, get that in quick. You have two fingers in the eyes. You know. But of course, the thing is, as I was saying, I started broadcasting in the Middle East with the Air Force, that's how I got to, but I did a little bit of hospital radio, not far from where you are, in Croydon. For a little while, of course, what you come to realise is that, if I can lose my listeners, but you have to be very, very careful when you do hospital radio, because you could lose your patients. We'll be back with Paul in a few minutes. What we're going to do, we're going to do something a little bit different. So I'm going to start off. It's all about Stevie Wonder,
All the dreams I have picked out are perfect, come true. Though you never knew it was of you, I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe two of you would believe. You two might be overjoyed, over love, over you.
There we go. You don't always get Stevie Wonder doing the salsa, do you? It's a great track. I came across that last night. Of course, if there's one thing we love, it's Fridays. We all love our Fridays. The weekend starts here, and no better way, of course, than a trip to one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. You got one there in Casco, just round the corner from the big square there. And also, we've got one there, Via Argentina, right opposite the park in Via Argentina. So what else do we need? Well, we've already got it. We've got ourselves a bit of salsa. But here's another bit. This is Mike Bahia coming up.
¿De qué manera te explico? Que se me corta la respiración cuando me estás mirando. Te me volviste el centro de atención y no sé desde cuándo. Quisiera descifrarlo, porque me está matando esta ganas absurda de estarte pensando. ¿De qué manera te digo? Estoy a nada, pero a casi nada de robarte un beso. Pero de pronto me dejas de hablar y no lo hago por eso. No sé cómo confieso que no quiero ser tu amigo ni tu confidente. Quiero más que eso. ¿De qué manera yo te hago entender que esto me tiene loco? Que se me hace difícil disimular cuando me hablas de otro. Me la paso soñando que de sus ojos yo soy el dueño. Pero la realidad es que no es realidad, es que esto es solo un sueño. Mal. Esto es difícil que suceda, esto no es normal. Cupido me descarga un arsenal, pero con la persona equivocada, porque yo te doy igual. Por eso parece, mientras el gusto por ti crece.
There we go, that's Mike Bahia. And just to remind you, as I said, you've got those two rum bars you can pop along to if you want a night. So tell you, it's a great way to start off the weekend, because as soon as they open, they have happy hour, and that goes through till 6 o'clock in the evening. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? So Plaza Herrera, just round the corner from Plaza Herrera, you'll find one, and opposite the Villa Bello Park in Via Argentina. And also, don't forget, if you want to go and do a tour of the distillery, which I can guarantee, some of the equipment in there looks as if it's come out of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, to be quite honest. They can arrange a trip, and I'll give you the details as to how you can do that in a little minute. Our last piece of music for right now, though, comes from Michel El Buron.
El tipo que piensa en ti a toda hora, que cuenta segundos si tú te demoras, y que todo el tiempo él te quiere ver. Porque ya no sabe sin ti lo que hacer. Y en el medio de la noche te llama para decir que te ama. Ese tipo soy yo. El tipo que firme te lleva de brazo y no deja que nadie interrumpa tus pasos. Pase lo que pase, te va a proteger. El héroe esperado por toda mujer. Y por ti él encara el peligro. Tu mejor amigo. Ese tipo soy yo. Te ama así como eres, y después del amor en su pecho te duermes, te acaricia tu pelo, te habla de amor, te dice otras cosas que te dan calor, de mañana despiertas sonriendo, tu mirada diciendo, ese tipo soy yo.
And that's what it's called, yes, Eso Tipo Soy Yo. Right, now let me see, what do I got to tell you? Oh yes, I'll tell you, wasn't I? So I'll let you know about that trip. And that's to go around and see the distillery. I say it's great fun. And all you got to do is go to the website, laranadadorada.com/tour. laranadorada.com/tour. Okay, and you can do it. And also, if you're sort of practicing being a barman, or you're already a barman, you want to know some of the cocktails that you can make with Pedro Mandinga. Well, what you've got to do is go to laranadorada.com/collections/tour/products/classes/mixology. Have you written that down? I'll put it on the website today. I'll put some links on there for you, of course. So just go to that thebreakfastshow.com.pa. All right, so that's it. And don't forget celebrations, birthdays. You can go along and celebrate your birthdays at Pedro Mandinga. They'll customize your experience for you. What you'll do is direct message them to their Instagram. This is easy. It's just at Pedro Mandinga. Yeah, that's, you don't need to write that one down, do you? And let me see. And yeah, oh, the other thing to remember is live music. All right, I've got that. That's at the Via Argentina, Pedro Mandinga. Once a month, they have live music, and we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Time on the Breakfast Show: 27 minutes right now, before the hour of 10 o'clock. And I think we're going to go over to the other side of the studio. And oh yes, all there, ready and waiting. Good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. Every Friday. Well, every day is happy here, isn't it?
Exactly.
As you keep telling me. Indeed, mm-hmm. Indeed. And by the way, we've been playing some music from Yael Danon her new album. Not bad, you know.
Not bad
at all. Mm-hmm. And I must admit, being sort of somewhat on the ancient side, personally, I'd love to hear it when you got young people saying, yes, well, my life experiences, I know everything. Yes, right, well, you've got a while to go yet, trust me. Mm-hmm. But tell you know what, the greatest thing about being old is mm-hmm. having great memories.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm old, of course. what is happening in the world of what, where and when? What can we be doing?
Well, I already told you that I'll be talking about just 4 events, mm-hmm. but actually there are more than 4. This weekend is going to be crazy. I don't know why. This is not quincena, so...
They've got no money to go out, so nobody will be going anywhere.
I don't know, but it's going to be crazy because most of the events are free.
Right.
So, and for the whole family. For example, today, from 5 till 9 p.m. at mm-hmm. Alianza Francesa, this is the closing of the Francophonie month.
Oh, okay, right.
So, they're going to have a free event for everyone. It's a Mercadito Francófono
mm-hmm.
at Alianza Francesa. There's going to be Polonia, the countries, Polonia, Canada, Mexico, Haiti, Belgica, all the Francophonie countries.
Mm-hmm.
The countries are a part of the Francophonie. And they're going to have live music. They're going to have different national bands
mm-hmm.
and a lot more. So everybody's invited to go today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, tomorrow is like you can be at City of Knowledge Saturday and Sunday, both days, from 10 a.m. They're going to have a lot of activities. You have to see the flyer. It's full of people and full of activities, the calendar. And you can check it out at the Instagram account of City of Knowledge, Ciudad del Saber,
mm-hmm.
and get all the information. For example, from 10 a.m. tomorrow, they're going to have Mercado Urbano, and also after that, they're going to have the Wheels for Hope that
okay.
we were talking this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 12. You can do blood donations, and they're going to have also live music. They're going to have anime concerts,
mm-hmm.
And a lot more, a lot of activity. They're going to have movies also, outdoors movies, Jurassic Park, and a lot more movies. They're going to have Zumba. It's going to be very, very nice for everybody. That's tomorrow and Sunday. And also on Sunday, Panama Viejo is going to be open and free for
oh, okay.
everybody.
Yeah.
It starts at 9:30 a.m. this Sunday. And they're going to have different tour guides at the museum. And they're going to have also cars exhibitions, just like City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have also a movie, Cine Picnic, and they're going to have Encanto, the Disney.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the last one, don't forget, at Frank's Place, tomorrow it's going to be Pat's Jazz.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Yes, live music mm-hmm. at 8 p.m. tomorrow at Frank's Place in Costa del Este.
Okay, so that's always good to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it, they get some good artists there. They've had the Simons Brothers. They've had John Carney's mm-hmm. quite a regular as well.
Mm-hmm. Ah, also, there's the administration building
mm-hmm.
on Saturday. They're going to have from 1 till 10 p.m. It's going to be the Hour of the Planet.
Ah, okay.
And they're going to have also live music and a lot more activities, pet abduction,
mm-hmm.
recycling, mercaditos, and a lot more.
Okay, excellent.
And it's free also for everybody.
So it must be a very confusing weekend for you then, not knowing where to go.
Of course, I'm going to City of Knowledge first,
uh-huh.
and then I'm going to the Hour of the Planet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, I'm planning to go to Panama Viejo.
Yes, you do more work at the weekends than you do in the weekday.
No, this weekend, just this weekend, because it's crazy.
Oh, have a wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
All right, that's what we're in when with Yasmin. Right, I tell you what, I'm going to do the last track for today, but anyway, that I'm going to play off of the new album by Yael Dannon. And the album is called Diary Girl, and this is a track called Summer Fling. And Yael says, there's no better time for a breakup, I love that, than in the beginning of summer. A season that opens new chapters and introduces new people. Summer Fling is based on something I wrote in my notes app on my phone on the last day of summer in a new city. It recaps an innocent summer fling, pure storytelling. Not much rhyming, no choruses, just the story of a bittersweet summer fling.
Promise there to be no catching, feel it. And I don't admit I did catch him, butterflies, cause I didn't. But I smile when you look me in the eye. Know it's killing that I'm leaving on the next train. Trips to J.P. Licks, we'd run just before it closed, and you'd tell me stories about your other girls, while we sat and ate at the dark. I remember crying on your shoulder, about the last guy who broke my heart, you would always know what to say, a friendship. Started with our warm first kiss. Sometimes I think I wish I could go back in time and erase that moment, cause all the other ones just left me broken. So I set you up with my best friend. Maybe that will make me understand that we'd never be able to. I realized something was wrong. Something so wrong. Why would I care so much if I knew from the start?
There we go. That was it. That was Summer Fling from Yael Danon. And we'll be playing some more of her tracks as we go through the weeks ahead. A great album. It's Diary Girl. And do listen to it. Go on the streaming and get yourself a copy as well. Right, back to my guest here with me in the studio this morning. It's great to have them because normally we're chatting on WhatsApp and all sorts of things. And it's Paul Dixon and Maria Dixon. And Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, and I love it because I get messages from Maria on WhatsApp. I get messages from Paul on WhatsApp. So, and the clocks are changing.
The clocks are changing.
Yeah.
Forward.
Forward. So.
Spring. No. Spring forward. Fall backwards. That's the trick.
Oh right.
So we lose an hour of sleep, basically.
So from here, you'll be 6 hours or five.
Six hours.
Okay, that's easy because then I it's easy to work out because the little hand is on the opposite.
Exactly.
Yes. how long are you in Panama for?
Ooh, about a month.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. So you'll be able to come.
Let us stay.
So you'll be able to come back again.
Yes. If you invite us, yes.
Okay.
To wrap up.
It's a pleasure.
To wrap up.
Anyway, look, it's lovely to have you here. And now I know. I mean, you're here because basically you're in the maritime.
Yes.
So tell everybody what it is you're doing, because I never realized until you got here.
I started working in shipping in 1980.
Uh-huh.
And my career developed thanks to my wonderful bosses, that they mm-hmm. had faith in me
mm-hmm.
and taught me everything I know.
Right.
And I was at the Consulate of Panama in London.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there until 1998. And I had 13 bosses in all those
13.
Years.
Did they all survive?
Yes, they did. They did. Sometimes, you know, musical chairs playing, they stay, and then on Friday,
uh-huh.
and on Monday they are not. But that's the way life has to revolve sometimes. But they were wonderful people.
Yeah.
I'm still the ones who are alive.
Mm.
I'm still having contact with them. The one that I dear love, and I want to send him a big hug, my first boss, Miguel Chavez.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Miguel Chavez was the consul general, and he was my first boss, and his wife, Teresita Chavez,
uh-huh.
which, and they are the godmothers of my daughter. They
oh,
said always they wanted to have an English goddaughter.
Very wise.
With blue eyes. I produced the goddaughter for them.
Oh, lovely.
So they are like 40 years. They are like
wonderful.
My family.
Wonderful. And of course, we were talking earlier, because I came to Panama in 1993, and I got to know, when he returned to Panama, the ambassador, Fulo Franco.
He was a wonderful boss.
Yeah, he was a lovely man.
He was ambassador the first time. That it was after the Just Coast
mm-hmm.
invasion, and he was ambassador and consul general,
mm-hmm.
and he was a fresh air. He was a lawyer,
mm-hmm,
a
fantastic right.
lawyer. He a maritime lawyer, and we used to sit down. That was a moment of where all the shipping guidelines,
mm-hmm.
practices,
mm-hmm.
everything was changing, and we used to sit down and discuss the proposals of the law and how it changed
mm-hmm,
and how
mm-hmm.
it would work and it won't work, and he was really good, and he
mm.
used to do weekly meetings. We used to have like 4 or 5 law firms, Panamanian
right. mm-hmm.
law firms
mm-hmm.
in London,
mm-hmm.
and he used to have on Saturday. They used to get together and discuss the laws. It's something that you always have in your memory, and you don't want to forget.
No, absolutely not. Because trust me, you enjoy them. The older you get, you go back and you reflect on the times, and you know where you got to. You know, this is what I was saying earlier with Yael. You know, Yael, you've got so much to come, so much fun to come, and I often bump into Annabelle Fuller's daughter.
Annabel Franco, yeah, she's yeah. wonderful and yeah. Tim, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I understand as well, just where you knew a friend of, a very good friend of mine, John Akers.
Yes.
If
yes.
you knew Fuller, you must have known John, because yes, I think they were like twins in those days.
Yes, yes, yes. And his daughters.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. A wonderful family. Yes,
yeah, lovely.
Yes.
Now, listen, I understand, and Paul told me, you have a Lifetime Achievement Award. What's that for, Maria?
That was in 2019, before yeah. the pandemic. And it was the first time the Panama Maritime Conference, that it is a conference on every 2 years,
mm-hmm.
with the Canal, the Panamanian Lawyers, the AMP, and the CAM, now it's called the CAM, the Maritime right. Chamber.
Uh-huh.
They go together and they do this fabulous conference that open to the world.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that year they were going to do this award. And they nominated me, and it was such a unanimously.
Uh-huh.
So it was such an honor, because I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an accident with my leg, as many of you know.
Mm.
I was trying to come just, you know, in jeans and a no, you must go to the hairdresser. No, you must wear a long dress. And I said, but what is the fuss?
Oh, well, just to come on this program.
I went to the hairdresser to come to this program. The hairdressers in Panama are user-friendly in comparison with London.
User-friendly, love it. And by the way, Mary Lou wishes you both a good morning, and welcome to Panama, Paul and Maria.
Oh, Mary Lou, my love, Mary Lou, she's mm-hmm. such a one.
Yes.
I know her for many, many years with
really?
Dr. Patton. They are from Patton Moreno and Asphalt. I have known them since 1981, and she was probably an article clerk when I met her.
Oh.
Marie Lou is a wonderful Maria Teresa.
Marie Lou.
Marie Lou, Maria de Lourdes. Marie Lou is Maria de Lourdes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All of them. Okay. I love all of them.
That's so good. Yes.
I also. Did you meet Brett Patton?
Brett Patton, I don't think so. No,
because he was always in London from Patton Moreno and us.
Yeah.
He was a very good friend of Fulo. And also, he was a fantastic teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me so much in shipping. If all of you are listening, I have to thank to everybody that I cannot really name, that they taught me so much.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I am everything that I am, thanks to all of, I mean, I feel Panamanian. I'm not Panamanian. Fulo Franco keep shouting
uh-huh.
and fighting that yes, I was Panamanian. And the first thing that he did when he came to London, he said, but are you Panamanian or not? And I said, no, I'm not. I could swear you were Panamanian. You are Panamanian. So
well, your accent,
but yes,
by decree.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody, because everybody has always been very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They are my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
one of my wishes is the day I die, all my ashes to be scattered here. See?
Oh, okay.
In the sea or in the canal?
In the canal. You don't have to say that, because it's illegal. They will have to do some contrabando.
Yes. and sprinkle them carefully. Don't put it in a package.
Exactly. I mean, this is my typical of my husband broadcasting to the world that I'm going to be buried in the canal.
Oh, lovely.
You put it down your trouser leg.
Pardon?
Put it down your trouser leg.
Oh, sorry.
That's in the film.
I wonder what we're talking about.
Bye.
And so you're going to be here for a month, which is great.
Yes,
what are your plans? What are you going to be doing?
My daughter is coming.
Oh yeah.
On Thursday.
Uh-huh.
With her wonderful husband.
Uh-huh.
And my two granddaughters, 8 and 6, and my little Benjamin, William Santiago, that he's 10
yeah.
months and started crawling yesterday.
Oh,
mainly
uh-huh.
to see the godmother.
Uh-huh.
The godmother said, Maria, you have to come. After the 4 years of pandemia, you have to come. I want to see you all.
Sweet.
So they are coming. We are planning to go to Casco Viejo to all the processiones. And take it. We are going to go to the beach, to the swimming pools. We are staying with a good friend of ours, Captain Dutari. He's a pilot of the canal. So, and also with Captain Alar. So we will be with all of them, and we will go to the. I want to show my girls the canal,
wonderful,
the ships, and all that. So maybe it's going to be that for 2 weeks until they go back.
When were you here last?
In August 2019,
okay.
We came for Visa Panama.
Oh, okay, because now of course the cruise terminal is finished or almost finished over in Amador. So, and we're seeing a lot of. I had a group of people here myself in February, and one of the trips I laid on for them was to go to the Gamboa Rainforest Reserve for the day and do all the things there. And I walked in the morning. And then I nearly died. It was full. The lobby was full. And I thought, where are all these people come from? And then I see a little paddle being held up at the far end, Viking Cruises. You know? And I mean, actually they were just about to leave, but I mean, I thought, how great. I mean, to see that many people, around. And of course, what do they all do when they're here? Buy a hat.
Yeah. You know?
They all buy a hat.
From Ecuador, yes.
Yes. I hope you're going to come back and see us anyway before you go back. Well, you can come back near the time and you can tell us all your adventures.
And yes, lovely.
Yeah, so that's... what are you doing over in the UK, Paul? I mean, now you...
Well, I'm retired, but I now work for Maria.
Oh, okay. We're husbands. We all do that.
Well, yes, but it's her company. She generates the income, etc., and I account for it.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Because this is to do with the registry, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Registration of ships, accreditations of company, license, seafaring. I am also a very much activist in LinkedIn for seafarers.
Oh, okay.
And I hope, I'm not sure if I will, I hope in Casco Viejo to wear a robe for the 27 seafarers that they are illegally detained in Nigeria from a BSCC tanker since August last year.
Wow.
And hopefully they will be able to leave after Easter, but we are not sure. It's very dubious. The justice and how they are doing things is very dubious, and it's 27 people, 27 families.
Of course.
So this is one of the things. I am very much pro seafarers. I help a lot cadets. During the pandemic, I started a slogan, which is no seafarers, no shipping, no shopping.
Right, yes. Heaven forbid there be no shopping.
So this is something that... But in this country, in Panama, everybody is very much... conscience of seafarers.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Yeah.
But not in Britain.
No.
Is that right?
No. Yeah.
Really?
No. Unless there was a big thing on the news, say, the P&O sackings and this sort of thing.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yes. Mm. We won't get into that. Because it's time for me to go. Bye.
Bye.
Seriously, you'll definitely be back before you go anyway, so I want to hear about how everything goes, and we're going to go off and have lunch together in a little while after I sort of prep everything, get rid of everything done for today. So Paul and Maria, it's great to have you here in the studio, as we've been sort of communicating for years over there on the WhatsApp. To have you here in the studio is great, and congratulations to you all you're doing. Maria, as you say, it's very important, seafarers, and a lot of these people are taken for granted, and it's not right. A lot of occupations, like nurses and teachers and things like that. Because it's a vocation, people think they, you know, you'll do it for nothing. It's like doing a radio program, really. That's it. And big thanks. Thank you, Yasmin.
You're welcome.
Okay, and...
thank you, Jerry.
And you're welcome. Let's...
Gracias, señor.
Right, let's wrap it up. Big thanks to Paul and Maria for being with us this morning. And as I say, to Yasmin, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. To our friends at Pedro Mandinga, of course. To Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. She's making her way back right now from Dubai, wheedling her way back to Panama. And we'll get... I'll get Ingrid to come into the studio when she's back, because I'm sure she's got plenty of stories to tell about her travels. And let me see, I've got to thank my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, and he gets a lot of our background information for us as well. The boys and girls of Groove Agrada will keep us up and running, turning us on in the morning and turning us off in just a couple of seconds' time. Big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you on Monday morning, same time, 7:30. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car and actually moving, please do it carefully. Monday morning, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.